Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. Three of the MLB wildcard series ended on Wednesday. One is headed to a winner go home game three tonight in Milwaukee. The Tigers with the sweep of the Astros. Unbelievable that they eliminated Houston in Houston at Minute Maid and did it again. The Royals followed that up with the second matchup of the day, sweeping the Orioles at Camden. Bobby Witt, again, the big hit, the go-ahead hit that drove in the run that won the game. The Mets were up 3-1. They led for most of the game, but the Brewers had a huge three-run, two-homer, eighth-inning. Churio hit one, and then Mitchell hit one. We'll get into that. The Padres finished off the Braves. They built a 5-1 lead. They won 5-4. As for that Tiger win, it was 5-2. Up next, how about the AL Central rival, Cleveland Guardians? The Astros go into the offseason. Are they going to sign Alex Bregman? Really, they're going to give that old guy all that money? I don't think so. Royals 2-1 over the Orioles. Again, it was Witt, as I said. The starting pitching in Game 2 was less excellent than solid. Lugo pulled after 4 1/3. He gave up a bases loaded situation with one out. That was when he left. Zerpa came in, got out of the jam. Lugo kind of fell apart in that fourth inning. Bottom line was, Witt drove in the winning run. Up next, it's off to New York to take on the Yankees. It's like a rivalry from the 70s. Looks like Cole Ronald Reagan's will go twice in this five-game series against the Pinstripers. The Brewers got it done. Garrett Mitchell's big two-run homer in the eighth. The difference, Churio tied it with a home run, his second of the game. Tonight, game three, Quintana, he knows this team. He's played on several playoff teams. And he's going to take on the Brewers, Tobias Myers. Myers, 26, the rookie right-hander, has been great for the last 3 months since July 10th. He has a 2.55 ERA and has been unbelievable. Should be a great game tonight. Padres get it done. How about all those two-out hits? And then Jackson Merrill's triple clears the bases. They win 5-4 over the Braves. Freed Chicken got hurt, left the game. So did Musgrove. It looks like an elbow again that's been bothering Musgrove all season. How about this? Dodgers, Padres on tap next, starting Saturday in La 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 Lipstick City. All right, it's time to start looking at the college football games for this weekend, and we'll start with the top 25 games. It all begins Friday night. Michigan State at number 6. Oregon, it's going to be mostly cloudy and cool. 63 at Outson and Eugene for this one. The Ducks are 4-0. They're laying 23.5. Michigan State is 3-2. That game's on Fox at 9 on Friday night. Also at 9 on FS1, Syracuse at number 25, UNLV at Allegiant Stadium in San Antonio, beautiful downtown, love Vegas, baby. UNLV undefeated at 4-0, ranked for the first time in forever. They're laying 6.5. Let's go to Saturday. Noon on Fox, UCLA at Happy Valley at Beaver Stadium in University Park against number 7, Penn State. The Lions are 4-0. They're laying 27.5. Sunny and 56 and crisp in Penn State. You got noon on ABC, number 9, Missouri, and number 25, A&M. A good one at Kyle Field and College Station. 80 and sunny for this one. A&M laying 2.5. A&M's 4-1. The Tigers of Mizzou are 4-0. Also at noon on ESPN, SMU at number 22, Louisville in Louisville. Louisville laying 7, 63, and mostly sunny for that one. In Kentucky, 3:30 on CBS. Iowa's at number 3. Ohio State at the Shoe in Columbus. The Buckeyes are laying 20, 73 and partly sunny. The Buckeyes 4-0. The Hawkeyes come in 3-0. At 3:30 on ABC, it's Auburn at number 5. Georgia, the Bulldogs, 3-1 at Sanford Stadium in Athens. Georgia laying 24, 76 and cloudy for this one. Of course, Georgia 1-1 coming off the loss to Bama. Auburn's 0-2 in the SEC. 3:30 on ESPN. You've got number 12, Ole Miss at South Carolina at Williams-Brice in Columbia. Ole Miss laying 9, 76 and cloudy for this one. Gamecocks 3-1, 1-1 in the SEC. Ole Miss 4-1 and 0-1 in the SEC after losing to Kentucky. At 3:30 on the Big Ten Network, it's number 23, Indiana. Indiana 5-0, 2-0 in the Big Ten for Cignetti, going to Northwestern to see the 2-2 Wildcats, who are 0-1 in conference play. Lanny and Sharon Martin Stadium in Evanston. It's not even their home. Hoosiers laying up to 14 in that one. 75 and sunny in Chicago. 4:15 on the SEC Network. It's number 1 Alabama. Roll Tide at Vandy at First Bank Stadium in Smashville. Alabama laying 22.5. Partly sunny and 74 for that one. The Tide 4-0, 1-0 in the SEC after beating Georgia. Vanderbilt's 2-2 and 0-1 in the SEC. 7 o'clock under the lights now. Clemson, number 15, 3-1, 2-0 in the ACC at Tally. Going to Doak Campbell in Tallahassee to take on Florida State. The Noles are a disappointing 1-4 and 1-3 in the ACC. Clemson laying 14.5. It'll be 76 and cloudy at night for that one. No rain. 7 o'clock on FS2. Utah State on the blue carpet at Boise. The Broncos are number 21 in the land, 78 and clear. Boise laying 27. They're 3-1. It's their first Mountain West game. 7:30 on ABC. It's number 4 Tennessee at Arkansas in Razorback Stadium in Fayetteville. Tennessee laying 13. It'll be 80 and clear for that one. Tennessee's 4-0, 1-0 in the SEC. The Hogs are 3-2, 1-1 in the SEC. At 7:30, 4:30 out west on NBC, number 10, Michigan comes calling to Husky Stadium in Seattle to take on 3-2 Washington, who's 1-1 in the Big Ten. The Wolverines are 2-0 in the Big Ten and 4-1 overall. Washington favored, laying 2.5, 64 and cloudy at night, no rain. 7:30 on the Big Ten Network, number 11, USC. At Minnesota, in Minneapolis, at the bank, USC laying 8, 71 and cloudy for that one, no rain. 7:30 on Fox. Baylor is at number 16, Iowa State. The Cyclones are 4-0 and 1-0 in the Big 12. Baylor 2-3 and 0-2 in conference play. This one is in Ames. Iowa State laying 12, 70 and relatively cloudy for that one, but no rain. 10:30 on ESPN. It's number 8, Miami. Kane Day, Kane Day, Kane Day, Kane Day, Kane Day. It's all about the U, baby. It's the Canes, 5-0 and 1-0 in the ACC, going out to Berkeley to take on Cal. The Bears are 3-1 and 0-1 in conference play, 74 and perfect. Miami laying 10 in that puppy out in Northern Cali. All right, there's some crappy unranked games starting tonight. Texas State at Troy. Texas State laying 13. Sam Houston's at UTEP. Sam Houston laying 10. Friday night, Jacksonville State is laying 16.5 at Farrellisaw State in Georgia. And Houston's at TCU. TCU laying 16.5. That one's in Fort Worth. And then let's just look on Saturday at some of the games that stand out in terms of unranked. Purdue's at Wisconsin. Wisconsin laying 14. BC's at Virginia. Virginia laying 1. Pitt's at North Carolina. Panthers laying 2.5. Wake's at NC State. NC State laying 5.5. Navy's at Air Force. Navy laying 10. Army's at Tulsa. Army laying 12.5. Tulane's at UAB. Tulane laying 15. Western Mich at Ball State. Western Mich laying 10. I'm just looking at games that stand out in terms of Va-Tech, Stanford. Va-Tech laying 7.5 in Palo Alto. App State at Marshall. Marshall laying 3. Miami of Ohio at the Glass Bowl against Toledo. Toledo laying 6.5. Bowling Green's at Akron. Bowling Green laying 15. East Carolina at Charlotte. Pirates laying 8. Rutgers at Nebraska. Nebraska's laying 7. West Virginia and Stillwater against Oklahoma State. The Cowboys laying 3. Colorado State's at Oregon State. Oregon State laying 11. Ole D at Coastal. Coastal laying 5. South Bama at Arkansas State. South Bama laying 3.5. JMU at Monroe. Madison laying 17. Louisiana at Southern Miss. Louisiana laying 14.5. Nevada's at San Jose State. San Jose State laying 7. Central Florida at Florida. Central Florida laying 2.5. Duke at Georgia Tech. A ramble rag with Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer. Hell of an engineer. And I drink my whiskey clear. The Yellow Jackets laying 9. Kansas at Arizona State. Sun Devils laying 2.5. Hawaii's at San Diego State. Go Aztecs. They're laying 2.5. And Texas Tech, Arizona. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona, the Wildcats in Tucson laying 6. Those are the best unranked games throughout the weekend and Saturday in college football. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.